This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
I have here some pretty stinging criticism of the Democratic Party. Listen to this. Ordinary voters never talking about issues like Russia. They're not talking, frankly, about what's on cable news at night. The Democrats have spent so much time talking about Russia that it's been a distraction from what should be the clear contrast between Democrats and the Trump agenda, which is on economics. Now, that comes from a Democratic senator, Chris Murphy of Connecticut, saying this on Morning Joe. And the New York Times quoting another Democrat, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, as saying that his party is now toxic in much of the country. Our brand, says Ryan, is worse than Trump. We can't just run against Trump. And this suggests to me, this kind of soul-searching, that some Democrats, at least, are coming to grips with the fact that just like in 2016, if their whole platform, if their whole approach is to bash the president, that may not win them enough votes to win. Now, the reason the news peg, so to speak, for all of this has to do with the special election in Georgia, in which Democrat John Ossoff lost. I have a confession to make. I didn't spend that much time paying attention to the special election because I thought it was virtually inevitable that he was going to lose, even though he raised $25 million and there was all this endless media hype about the race. You know, it's a heavily Republican district. Yes, he did a little better than Democrats usually do there, but still, I thought that it was a lot of wishful thinking involved in the punditry. But it has led to...
Well, Howie Kurtz commenting on what do you call it? It's not even the Trump derangement syndrome anymore, Scott. This is deeper. I mean, this is almost soulful, you know, for them. I mean, I look at these pictures and, you know, you got people just upset. They're crying. I mean, this is over John Ossoff and what happened in
Nothing
Georgia.
Nothing new there.
Yeah, I guess, you know, but it's like, you know, it is time to get out of the echo chamber for the Democrats. And again, you know, when I'm saying this, I'm not trying to be overly critical about them. I'm saying, look, we need them in the fight. We need them healthy. And they're a bit of a mess here still.
Well, I 100% agree. You need them in the fight. Look, I think I've always called, you know, considered myself an independent. I think they have some good ideas. I think they have some things that we should try and incorporate. But at the same time, the answer can't always be, oh, well, just tax the super rich.
Yes.
You know why? Because someday I want to be super rich. You know? Yeah. And I feel like if your answer is just to take money from somebody to give to somebody else,
yeah,
that borders on theft in my mind.
Well, of course, this is Robin Hood politics, and this is what the Democrats have been good at. And the redistribution, I mean, no doubt that President Obama and progressives have taken it to a whole nother level. And so we're on a multi-level chessboard when it comes with, you know, the Democratic policies. And this is the thing. I mean, they've been in denial for quite a while. I mean, people are stepping away from the Democratic Party because their policies just aren't working. And as much as they would want to convince themselves that they've got the answer, they need to look at the results. I mean, for me, I'm a results bottom line kind of guy. I mean, I don't know. I've just been able to look at things that way. And maybe it has to do with, you know, a mentor that I had who always said to me, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line, which means at some point in time, you've got to, after all the fluff and circumstance and good intentions are done, are you moving the ball? Are you progressing, if I might say? But when you are, you know, part of the resistance, as Megan Barth would say, you know, this is what you do. And you would think that they would have learned because this is what got the Republicans in trouble, right?
Well, what are you resisting?
Yeah.
You're resisting America?
Yeah, you're impeding. You're wasting the people's money because of your resistance. I mean, it seems rather self-interested. And, you know, and this is why you know, everyday Americans, the forgotten men and women, just aren't buying it right now, and that's real clear. This is Bill Martinez, 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Doing, I think, I hope the Republican Senate, if we went and got the single greatest health care plan in the history of the world, we would not get one Democrat vote because they're obstructionists. They're obstructionists. We wouldn't get one Democrat vote. If we came to you and said, here's your plan. You're going to have the greatest plan in history. And you're going to pay nothing. They'd vote against it, folks. Every single vote. So we have a very slim 52-48. That means we basically can't lose anybody.
This is Donald Trump. And Scott, you know, we've been talking about this. Remember we said that Donald Trump would be better served outside of the Beltway. He needed to get out and take the message to the people. And look what he did. I mean, that's exactly it. He's having fun, and he's relating to the people, taking the message directly to them. He doesn't need to be in that echo chamber of the Beltway where, you know, their worldview is already set and well established, as Ronald Reagan declared more than once. You know, this is the beauty of the presidential position and the bully pulpit is you can go out there and talk to the people face to face. And be encouraged as to what's going on away from the maddening crowd of the mainstream media and ideologues or ideologues, however you want to say it, that are so fixated on their own deal. But, you know, when it comes to the healthcare plan, which is the Senate's going to roll it out. I mean, we're going to get a little bit more. And this has been driving people crazy. You know, it's kind of funny and ironic. Democrats, I can't believe they're doing this behind closed doors. I'm going, well, wait a minute. Don't I remember how you guys, what you did when you were working on Obamacare? Everything was closed doors and you didn't, I don't even think you invited one Republican, you know, for a coffee clutch to even review the hits there.
And to be fair, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be done behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I think that they should do it, out in the open with everybody.
Yeah. Well, you're processing sausage and it can be a little crazy, but,
I think if they do it that way, I think it's going to hurt one party way more than it hurts the other.
Yeah, without, well, and the thing is that, you know, you entrust these people, and this is the thing, and you got to be careful, you know, like Ronald Reagan, you trust but verify. And so, which means we don't just trust them and let them run away with us. But, you know, Scott, the thought came to me the other day, and I was thinking, you know, Republicans ought to just, you know, just go nuts on this thing. And by going nuts, I'm going, hey, what do people want? You know, what does half of America want?
Single payer?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You got it, Bucko. They want single payer. All right. Well, give them single payer and I know this is going to shock some Republicans out there and conservatives, but give it to them.
I'm hesitant right now.
I know. I'm making you nervous. You're going, okay, where's Martinez going with this? Hey, I understand, but give them single payer, but give them single payer based on conservative and GOP principles, okay? Not Democratic, where you just go out there and just give single payer. I mean, look, as strong and as big and as forceful as our nation is, I mean, you got Josh Umber. He's worked out a program to where, you know, for $50 a month, you can see the doctor as many times as possible. Pharmaceuticals, prescriptions, 10 cents on the dollar. Why can't we do this? Why do we have to do it in the name of AARP or AMAC or some other organization and come together? Which is not saying anything bad about AARP or AMAC, certainly. There are some leverage points there. There's some discounts and, you know, being part of a membership and that sort of thing. But what about being a member of the United States of America? Is that novel? I mean, what better and bigger association do we need than that? Why is it that these accumulated discounts and benefits can't be directed to we the people, as opposed to you got to have some special, you know, secret handshake and everything? It's all about, you know, it's all about getting, you know, credit and all that kind of stuff and some added benefit. But what about us just at large? Because we're all Americans and we all contribute. Why can't we work out something and just say, okay, and if you put the onus on the bureaucracy, I mean, if you want to get into it, I mean, I say get into it, they're already into it. My take from day one has been, you know, we don't need D.C. We don't need our politicians involved in this. This is not what government is created for. Government's not created to hand out programs like this. This is why this thing's been a mess from day one. And let's go back even including what FDR did.
So if I'm hearing you right, you want to basically call their bluff.
Well, it's more than call their bluff. I'm just saying, hey, look, if this would, let's do it. I mean, think about it. How would conservatives put together a plan that said, okay, it's single payer. This is what you want. Okay, we get that you want a single payer program. Well, what would that look like from a GOP standpoint versus the Democrats? See, the Democrats would just set up just one big royal, you know, free-for-all that would just devastate, you know, the Treasury. However, you know, Republicans, because, you know, they actually look at it in ways going, hey, how do we pay for this? How does this make sense, you know? Because they understand business a little bit better. You know, they understand the concept. And you know, they're not in it just to get reelected necessarily, although most politicians are, you know, so it doesn't make them totally, you know, free of all sin in that regard. But some basic foundational principles of the party, I think, would work out a little bit better. So, I mean, just the thought that came up said, hey, if we did something like single payer, a GOP version, not, you know, what would that look like? I know, something to think about, right?
I don't know. I'm still...
I know you're processing it because, no, see, what, again, that, again it, well, what happens, see, it's so complicated. I mean, you've got so many moving parts here. The way they want to do it pre-existing, we get all this stuff, say, okay, fine, hey, let's just do it. Let's put the onus on the program itself. You're saying you want single payer. Let's go ahead. And now we got to work out the machinations of a single payer program in a way that's not, you know, through a Democratic echo chamber that's just throwing money at a problem, but that there's built-in accountability and responsibility, all that stuff, but it's done from a, you know, from a worldview of the GOP, not the Democratic Party. Just a thought.
I don't know, man.
I understand. Hey, I'm sure people are going, oh, Martinez has done it now. He's, you know, he maybe got a bad churro last night or something. I don't know that he's jumping up. But
I'm hesitant because of the, I mean.
Well, because you think of single payer the way the Democrats think of it. And I don't blame you because that's what, because that's the way we've been trained. That's the way we've been conditioned. Okay. And all we're doing is saying, all right, you know, this is kind of like, what do you want to call it? Like a political martial arts? You know, you take advantage of people's momentum, and by saying taking advantage, you say, okay, that's the leaning. All right. So what happens if we lean into the problem, considering this, but come up with a better way, knowing that we don't want to. We know the trappings of the traditional, hey, one size fits all, you know, single payer kind of concept. We know that. We're not we've had enough experience. So that being the case, how do you design a single payer that could work? Because I mean, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the whole downside of this national health care debate and, you know, what the GOP is really facing here.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, it's freedom of speech and freedom of ideas, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, I didn't mean to drive you into a ditch here. I'm just throwing an idea out, just saying, hey, look, it's because, you know, the Republicans are really, you know, they've got themselves backed into a corner here. They've not been able to position this, the whole Obamacare. I mean, it's amazing to me. It's like a little kid, you know. You watch these little kids that have a blankie when they're growing up. They get this, you know, and they just will not let that thing go. I mean, it's shredded. They're holding on to, you know, threads of the blankie, and they're dragging it about, and you're going, that thing's dead. No, we need to throw it. No, don't throw it away, right?
They walked into a corner created by the Democrats. Obamacare is something that everybody knows cannot continue.
They're not dealing with this, Scott. They're not dealing with the reality of it. See, this is my point, is the Republicans take it for granted that the people understand. I mean, every time you look at the Exeter, we've got another health care provider, an insurance company going, hey, I'm out of here. This ain't happening. And, so they're putting it back on D.C. because they messed this thing up. So it's like, all right, well, all the cows are out of the barn. How do we get them, you know, back in the barn again? And, we're trying to get all the king's horses and king's men, you know, together to, you know, put Humpty Dumpty back together. And this is going to be tough because you got people, you know, just like I keep seeing that woman in that town hall meeting. I pay a dollar for my Obamacare. You better not take that away from me. Well, lady, I hate to tell you, you know, let me be upfront with you. It's not a matter of taking away. It just doesn't exist. But you see, the Republicans have done such a poor job, and the mainstream media certainly hasn't had, because they made it a divisive issue, instead of helping people understand, you know, this whole health care discussion. See, this is the disappointing thing of our divisive politics right now, is we're really not sharing, you know, ideas in such a way that we really understand what the problem. All it is we're just fighting. We're in the fight.
Yeah.
But nobody's talking about, okay, what about some solutions here? But, you know, I think about, again, all the innovation. You know, we're going to be talking with Dr. Alida Eck here in just a moment. And when last time we talked about it, well, probably on several occasions, the discussion has always gone to, you know, the foundational issue. Is health care a right or is it a privilege? Now, that's a divide in the country. Not everybody is convinced that it is a right or that it is a privilege or an opportunity.
Well, I think I'm firmly in the privilege. I mean,
you earn it. You know, you go, you protect.
It's just like a driver's license to me.
Right.
Like I was telling you in the break. You know, when I had jobs, I've had jobs since I was 14 years old. I'm now 36, so I've worked for more years than I haven't. Mm-hmm. When I finally got a job that gave me health care, that was the first job that I had where I said to myself, wow, this is a big person job.
I'm legit now.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
This was something to where, wow, you know, this was the first time to where if I had to go to the doctor, I didn't need my mom to set up an appointment for me. I didn't need, you know, this is where, that was the first job that I had to where I was like, oh, I'm an adult now.
Mm.
I don't think it's something that should be taken by a national level.
No.
Because the people in Alabama aren't the same as the people in Minnesota. And I say this knowing that I'm basically as close to you can get to single payer health care here in Minnesota as you can get.
But my posit was, is there a way to do it in a responsible win-win way, as opposed to this one-size-fits-all, let's hurry up in the dark of night, put this thing together and, you know, throw it out there. But, you know, again, the Democrats and Barack Obama did us no favors. They put it out there. They said, hey, everybody, I got great candy here. We got chocolate. Ooh, good chocolate. And now we're losing chocolate, and people are in withdrawals now. They're freaking out, and they're not really thinking about, you know, this whole situation. Because even like, let's go back and readdress this situation of it being a right or a privilege. Because I had this conversation a bit heatedly, I will admit, with some liberal friends of mine. They, oh no, it's a right. I go, oh, okay. So in other words, what do you do about the person that just insists on chowing down a box of Twinkies and is irresponsible with their health? And you got to understand that, because of their irresponsibility, you're paying for part of that. Because there's no way they can carry the whole day themselves, right?
Well, yeah. But the thing I'm saying is that if you do it at a state-by-state level, I'm okay. I'm okay. If Minnesota tells me that I got to pay a certain amount in, I'm okay. Because most of the people around me share the similar values. We have a similar lifestyle. Things like that. But somebody out in, like I was saying, you know, Louisiana, or Alabama or these places, they don't have the same lifestyle. They don't have the same health needs as I have. And when we put things into a national, when we start talking about giving money to the government, I see what they do.
We got layers of bureaucracy that come in. They're going to chew up those funds.
I see
we got
what they
waste
do
and fraud. Yeah, exactly.
Since I was 14, I've been paying into Social Security.
Yeah.
Am I ever going to see my Social Security?
No, that's the Ponzi scheme of America, is Social Security.
How do you convince me that, don't worry, this is different. This is a different level.
It's not different, especially, and you're exactly right. However, again, how do you address this, though? See, the Republicans, and everybody's waiting, for the Senate proposal that's going to be out later on today, and they're tearing this thing apart, and it's like already, and it's not even out, but part of it is it's been done, to such a degree that not all the senators even know about it, and of course the mainstream media is going nuts. Well, that's the way D.C. works anyway. Is you have committees, they put it together, and then the staff reads it, and they tell Senator McCain or whoever, oh yeah, this is a good deal. Here's what's going on. They break it down for him and do all that stuff because. Every senator has their own job and responsibility. So this is the way they distribute, the weight and the bearing of the issues. And although as big an issue as this is, every senator and congressman needs to get on board and be involved in the conversation, whether or not Democrat or Republican. Okay, you hear me? Independent as well, because this is a total job effort where we need all hands on deck and everybody involved in participating in it. And quit whining, Democrats, about it's not your turn that you supposedly, you haven't participated in it. Well, don't pack up your marbles and go home. You need to stay in the fray of things and make sure that you get your part expressed because it's critical to this solution and to this whole process.
Well, if you take your ball and go home, don't think that you're invited to the next game. Because if that's what you're going to do, you decided you're not playing anymore.
Right.
This is something that really bothers me, is that we're supposed to be the United States, and for some reason they get to Congress and they've decided no, we're not, we're completely against each other, we're at opposite ends. They don't even try and find any sort of common ground.
And you're exactly right, Scott. At some point, you need to come together to find that common ground, find the bridge of agreement that you can move things forward. And this is why America is so frustrated. And there's about, whether Trump drains the swamp or not, let me tell you, I think we the people are about ready to pull the plug on this whole deal. We'll drain the swamp ourselves. We don't need Donald Trump, to do that. We'll just do it ourselves. All this stuff is ridiculous,
Doing it this way has things like civil war being thrown around.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard civil war more often in the last week than I did all through high school.
Yeah.
And that's including my history class where we learned about the Civil War. Think about that. People feel we are on the brink of having another Civil War.
Or another American Revolution. And maybe this revolution that people are calling for, and I hear that as well. I mean, to run the whole gamut, this total spectrum experience kind of thing, what you're suggesting here. But certainly America needs a revolution, of ideas and procedures and systems so that we can get this country back on track, that the waste and fraud is addressed, that we can do better than this. We really can, but we need to hold them accountable. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues at 28 minutes. Make it 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Ortho. Honeybees and other pollinators are essential for maintaining a healthy ecosystem, allowing fruits and nuts such as apples and almonds to grow. While these crucial insects help provide us with some of our favorite foods, they often can't find enough food for themselves. The loss of natural habitats plays a large part in the declining population of pollinators. The week of June 19th is National Pollinator Week, and Ortho, along with its parent company, Scotts Miracle-Gro, wants everyone to know they can help by creating pollinator-friendly spaces around their home. Planting a pollinator garden is easy. Select plants with colorful blooming flowers that have continuous bloom cycle. When using pesticides, always follow the package instructions. Ortho's Pollinator Promise focuses on removing neonics from all their outdoor garden control products. Currently, Ortho offers consumers a variety of products that use alternative chemistries to control pests and disease that can harm the plants in your garden. For more information, visit ortho.com/pollinator.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking health care. Senate is to roll out the GOP's health care bill sometime this morning. Along the way, as we've mentioned, some senators have said, but we haven't seen it. And of course, the mainstream media is going bonkers over this thing because it's being worked out, because that's the way they work out legislation. It's not everybody getting involved in the sausage making, because guess what? The other senators are involved in their part of the sausage making aspect of different parts of you know, new legislation and that sort of thing. So we don't expect them to all be aware of this. And in fact, you know, it's going to be their staff that's going to know about it first, and they're going to pass it on to the senator. And, you know, that's the way the game is played. But we want to talk more about this healthcare idea. And I, Dr. Dennis Durrell, I want to bring him on, a physician, national medical director of acute services for IPC Healthcare. I tell you, if you do not have his new book, you need to get your hands on his new book. It's titled, The Healthcare Playbook, Your Healthcare Playbook, Winning the Game of Modern Medicine. Dr. Durrell, good to have you back with us as always. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, let me tell you, I think I caused some brain damage for our audience. I know I did this for our producer. You know, Scott, when I just threw up this idea, you know, that, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm thinking, you know, the Republicans have really stepped into a bucket of gum created by the Democrats in Obamacare. And, you know, and of course, the media is the first to say, well, this, you know, the mainstream media, this belongs to the Republicans. You know, they're picked it up now. And I'm going, wait, this is the mess on aisle three that was created by the Democrats. And the Republicans are fixing, you know, trying to fix this thing up that clearly is on life support. For some reason, people think that, you know, kind of like a, you know, for those of us who have children, we've got a son or a daughter that'll hold on to an old blankie till it's all threaded. They keep dragging, you go, that thing needs to be thrown away, you know. It's just, it's all shredded. You can see the threads on the thing. So it's time to, no, I'm holding on to it. And this is what America, you know, a good portion of America, and especially the ones that are speaking the loudest, are doing with Obamacare. This thing is shredded, and they keep dragging it around. They're going to hold on to it, and it's like, Why are we even talking about this? This thing is dead. It's not even dead on arrival. It's gone.
Exactly. And just like that shredded blanket, you're stuck. You can't throw it away completely instantly, mm-hmm. or, you know, your child will go crazy. And then you're going to have to fix the blanket. It's shredded and try to quilt it together. And in fact, really, that's the position the Republicans are stuck in, because they stepped into health care, which they had to try and fix it. Now they own it, and they needed to, and they were brave enough to try and fix it. And if they threw it out completely, it would be difficult. So now they're having to work around it, kind of a Rube Goldberg with a tweak here, a tweak
there.
Yes,
exactly.
And that's a rough position.
Well, you know, the thought came to mind, and this is where I threw a lot of people in the ditch this morning, bringing this idea up, is, you know, the discussion in this country, especially with Democrats, is it's a single-payer deal. They always wanted a single-payer deal. And I'm saying, hey, what would, just, you know, the thought, what would a single payer program brought to you by the GOP and conservatives look like?
Well, I don't think you could do it. I mean, not in America. My personal opinion is that people want too much choice. They want competition. Competition drives innovation. But so I don't think it'll happen in America. But what would it look like? I guess what they would do is they would end up taking the tax credit that businesses get and basically take it away and give it to everyone. And then pretty soon businesses would say, hey, I don't have an advantage to give you insurance. And then everyone would look out on a private service, and then they'd say, hey, well, there's not enough here. Let's give Medicare for all. And you could move to a system like that. So I guess over a year's time transition, that's the only kind of single payer I'd see. And you'd have more like a Medicare Advantage plan where you'd have choices, but it's all the government. Mm. But that's many years away and very hard to do. I don't even think it's worth discussing. All the single payer experiments in states have failed.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just the thought came up is that, you know, if we could not orchestrate single payer in the traditional aspect, but, you know, and again, I'm not fine. Just one of those ideas of that the Republicans are hard pressed here to come up with an answer. And, you know, and I keep thinking of that one woman that was yelling and screaming, Dr. Durrell, in that town hall meeting about that she pays a dollar for her Obamacare. You know, there's her blankie, and don't you dare take that away from her. And how many others like her are paying a dollar or less for Obamacare, that any change to that is going to be a problem?
There's no doubt, and that's why you need an off-ramp. You know, and the Republicans have talked about this. Paul Ryan had a diagrammed an off-ramp 2 years ago. And so no matter what you do, you need to get an off-ramp. But I will say one thing. I think it's okay to have a single-payer method, meaning we should take the way we pay Medicare, mm-hmm. private insurance, and Medicaid, and have it all standardized so that we're not quibbling over these bills and sending this form or that form. And let's have not a single payer, but a single payer method. One way, so we're not challenging everything, and take that level of bureaucracy out of the system. I think if we did that, we could save a lot of money, and I would be for this single payer method, not necessarily having the government pay for health care.
You see, you're tracking with me here, because that's what, you know, I'm thinking, look at, you get these smart people, get, you know, people like yourself that know this stuff, that, you know, the doctors, get them involved and design a health care delivery system. This thing, you know, right now the way it's set up, it's almost a fait accompli of where you're using the wrong tool for the wrong job. You know, looking to D.C. to handle a healthcare problem is like, you know, using a hammer when a screwdriver will do the job better, if you know what I'm saying. You know,
I agree. You know, Bill, I see models that we're doing around the country where we are able to take some amount of money and take care of a population of patients And then we're able to improve quality and decrease cost. And we get what I call that win-win-win. Mm-hmm. We save some money for Medicare. The patient likes it. They've done better. And the physician gets a piece of that. And if you can pull the patient into that value model where they're getting a little reward for doing well, too, I think something like that, that is the future. I'd like to get to that. And I agree. I just think we're stuck with these. We're giving more money to insurance companies. We're giving these subsidies, but we're not having them accountable for these prices.
Exactly.
And I do agree that this is just a fix. This is a step that kind of has to be done. But I would like to get to the point that you just said. Let's get the right people around the table helping design this thing.
Yeah, I think that's the opportunity because the Republicans, I mean, I don't see them coming up with it. I mean, you know, here, and which is amazing to me, you know, Dennis, when you think about this, you know, for 6.5 years, they were yelling about repealing and replacing, and now they got it. It kind of reminds you of the dog that, you know, just every day is chasing that car down. And then one day they get to the car and then they go, now what do I do? Woof. It's like,
exactly.
You know, exactly. And this is what you're hearing is the dog that caught the car, and you just hear all the Republicans going, woof.
I agree. And, you know, there are scholars out there on the conservative side. There's Avig Roy, there are Jim Capretta, the American Enterprise Institute, mm-hmm. David Cannon, the Cato Institute. There are people out there that are myself. We're putting out books. We're talking about this stuff. And there's some good ideas. And I think they got a little bit insular in D.C. But you know what? I've looked at kind of some of the leak points of the bill. Mm-hmm. And I think it is better than the House bill in some ways. But I don't think it's the final bill. We have more negotiating. Trust me. We've talked all along. I said it'd go by the House. I said it would go by the Senate.
Yes.
I said we will get a bill, and it will. We will. But it's gonna be some more haggling here. You watch.
Yeah. Well, and this is, again, I think the challenge. And maybe Donald Trump's hearing this. Maybe he will... you know, really put some pressure to, you know, and I don't have a problem in calling time out in this. I know they're trying to rush through this, but I have no problem in them saying, look, we need some time on this. We don't need to rush it through. Let's work to getting this thing right. But again, I think it's a tough deal looking to these legislators to do something that I think is beyond their ability. Dr. Dennis Durrell has been with us, author of the book, Your Healthcare Playbook. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, and don't forget, we got Steve-O, the movie guy. Yes, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. It is the movie guy, Steve Evans, who are reporting on the weekend's big winners at the box office and the best of the coming attractions. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and so is Cars 3.
Okay, but before we get into this, though, I want to update our audience a little bit, you know, because Steve was MIA last week, but for a good reason, because he's turning into an auctioneer. And I know you want to talk a little bit. I know you want to carve some work, and we will talk a little bit more about it. But I was fascinated when you told me that you were going to auctioneering school, and I didn't realize they had one.
Yeah, well, they have a few of them, but the one I went to is one called the Western College of Auctioneering in Billings, Montana. As a matter of fact, I'm not exactly in the movie capital of the world. I'm in Billings, Montana.
You're still there, huh?
Okay. Just still there. It's been a 10-day course. It's been fascinating. You learn all about the world of auctioneering, the various types of auctions, and you also develop your auction chant, which I'm working on now.
Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot because, you know, that was the thing. You know, when I was a disc jockey in L.A., people go, oh, you're a disc jockey.
Hey,
do your disc jockey thing.
Yeah, you look like a disc jockey.
Yeah, right. Like, really? Are you kidding me?
You just push play on the iPod, right?
That's right. Exactly.
But it's just fascinating, and I am developing it. I think in 2 or 3 months, it's like rap for cowboys is what it's
That's
like.
I like that. Rap for cowboys.
Rhythmic. And it's been a fascinating 10 days, and it's been intense. I mean, we're talking 12-hour days, but it's been just more fun than I, you know, should be allowed to have. So it's been great, and we will definitely do that segment, and we'll sell a few items.
Exactly. We want to, Scott, you got a couple things you want to put up for bid, right? I mean, we'll let Steve-O show off, and, you know, we get his cowboy chant down and everything else?
I'm keeping all my toys, man. I don't know what Robin Tolman told you, but I'm keeping all my toys.
Really? You're going to the cemetery with a U-Haul, are you? Okay,
yeah,
well, 100%. You know, hey, that's good if you got that kind of attitude. It didn't work. All right, let's get back into the movie business, speaking of Hollywood.
Cars 3,
huh? Wow, big money.
$53.7 million, yes, that was a hit. Wonder Woman, by the way, is Wonderful, man. She is. This movie has made almost $300 million in the last 3 weeks. So I mean,
I saw that. I took my granddaughter when I was out in the desert, and we saw Wonder Woman. I got to tell you, I mean, I understand. You know, I was a little bit surprised because, you know, I was hearing the demographic appeal. I thought, okay, just for gals. Hey, there was a lot of guys there, and I can understand it. They did a good job.
Good reviews, too.
Yeah, good job.
All Eyes on Me, that was number three. The Mummy, number four, and 47 Meters rounding out the top five. This weekend, it's all about Transformers, The Last Night. This is the fifth, counting the fifth movie in this particular franchise, which, by the way, has made $3.8 billion worldwide.
Wow.
All based on the toys created by Hasbro. You're thinking, that's kind of wild, you know, the series based on toys. Well, we just finished a movie, and we have a series based on a ride at Disneyland, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, exactly. Why not?
That's how these things are done these days. Not surprisingly, at 16% of the critics are recommending, meaning 84% are saying stay away, but nobody's going to stay away from this one because the people that like this movie don't read reviews.
Exactly.
That's how it works. And the social media base for this is astounding. They have over 33 million Facebook fans for the Transformers series.
Unbelievable.
It is. I mean, it's
that
just,
many fans? I didn't know.
33 million fans on Facebook, right. And, of course, this is the fifth called The Last Night. Now, here's what's going on. We have humans and Transformers. They're at war. Optimus Prime, he's gone. The key to saving our future. Once again, the world is coming to an end, or almost this weekend. The key to saving our future lies buried in the secrets of the past and the hidden history of the Transformers on Earth. So I guess there's some educational value with this. When you get to find out about the history of Transformers on Earth in this one, as I said, 16% recommending, probably about 73 million. It will, of course, be number one this weekend.
And it's only fitting that Mark Wahlberg and Anthony Hopkins would be right there. I mean, it's... The fate of the world is on their shoulders, and you know it's serious when these two guys are involved.
Right, once again. I mean, a lot of the fan base are excited because Mark is back, Stanley Tucci, Josh Duhamel. I mean, it's a great cast, and, you know, Anthony Hopkins, as you mentioned, as well.
Yeah.
So that will be number one this weekend. One that really looks good is called The Big Sick. This is starring Kumail Nanjiani, who is the Pakistani comedian. He's been, I believe, on Silicon Valley, Comedy Central. This movie is based on the real-life courtship between Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon. And it tells the story of this Pakistani-born aspiring comedian, played, of course, by Kumail Nanjiani, who connects with a grad student, Emily, played by Zoe Kazan, after one of his stand-up sets. Now, what they thought would be this kind of this one-night stand blossoms into the real thing, which complicates the life that is expected of Kumail by his traditional Muslim parents. So when Emily is beset by this mystery illness, it forces Kumail to navigate the medical crisis with her parents, Beth and Terry, which he hasn't met. They're played by Holly Hunter and Ray Romano. And he has to deal with this and the emotional tug of war between his family and his heart. 98% recommending The Big Sick this morning, this weekend, which looks good out this weekend. Another one for you, Film Files. It's called The Beguiled. This is directed by Sofia Coppola, of course, the daughter of Francis Ford Coppola. She won the prize at Cannes this year for this movie. It's called The Beguiled. It's an atmospheric thriller from the acclaimed director Sofia Coppola, as I mentioned moments ago. The story unfolds during the Civil War at a Southern girls' boarding school. Its sheltered young women take in an injured enemy soldier, and as they provide refuge and tend to his wounds, the house is taken over with sexual tension, dangerous rivalries, and taboos are broken in an unexpected turn of events. Yes, this is rated R. Great cast with this one, though. We have Nicole Kidman, Kirsten Dunst, Elle Fanning, and Colin Farrell, who is, I believe, the victim of the unexpected events in this particular movie. 73% recommending The Beguiled out this weekend.
Yeah, you could only hope to be victimized by Nicole Kidman, right?
I know.
I don't know. Maybe a fantasy. I'm just saying, that's all.
It's this is kind of like the setup for a joke or something. Anyway, serious movie out there this weekend. And then a movie called The Bad Batch. This one sounds like it should be playing in a drive-in somewhere. It's called this. It's about this dystopian love story in a Texas wasteland and set in a community of cannibals. I guess I'll just kind of scratch that particular destination off my vacation list. But this is about a girl, one of thousands of Americans deemed unacceptable to society. She's unceremoniously dumped into the hostile desert wastelands, fenced off from civilized society, and she is wandering around in this desert exile. She's captured by a savage band of cannibals and quickly realizes she'll have to fight for her very existence in this human-eat-human world. How's that?
Yeah,
it's well-reviewed. Well, 47% are recommending The Bad Batch this weekend. And then we have a movie which, you know, really looks good. It's a documentary about John Paul DeJoria. Do you know him? He's an L.A. guy. He's, you know, the one who owns Paul Mitchell Products.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was born in East L.A. into impoverished beginnings. At times, he was homeless, living in his car. He spent his early adulthood in motorcycle gangs, the Satan Slaves and Hell's Angels. But then he lost his brother in this horrific motorcycle accident. He turned his life around and built this wildly successful line of hair care products. He started selling this out of the trunk of his car. And then, proving that his success wasn't just a fluke, he created the largest tequila brand in the world, Patron.
So,
but I've met him over the years. And as a matter of fact, I met him at an auction. I was auctioneering one time for the California Wildlife Center.
This was before you were fully certified, right?
Absolutely.
You still had training wheels? You still had training wheels on at that time?
Early in my career. But he was one of the most generous guys. Thank goodness he was in the audience. And he's very involved in the community. And this movie, this documentary is called Good Fortune. I'm not sure where it's playing, but I'm going to seek it out.
I love stories. You see, this is what America is all about, is that, you get the, the bad, the good. Somebody goes and realizes, their destiny and the process. And, initially, having gone through all he's gone through, losing his brother.
Yeah.
And, doing it the hard way, selling product out the trunk of his car. I love stories like this. This is great. Yeah.
Yeah. And he believes in giving back. His motto is success unshared is failure.
Well, are they going to serve shooters with every ticket?
Little
Patron shooters? I'm just saying, if it be me, I mean, but of course that would get me in trouble.
I would show up for that.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
It's a great document. I'm going to check it out this weekend. And then we have one quickly called The Food Evolution. As a talk show host, Bill, you probably have done things on genetic food.
Yes.
And this is, it's a look at one of the most critical questions facing the world today, that of food security, and demonstrates the desperate need for common sense, solid information, and calm logical deliberation. Well, good luck with that in this current climate. But it's about genetically modified foods and how they believe that it's going to be science and scientists that hold the key to solving the food crisis in the world. So Food Evolution out this weekend.
Well, excellent. Well, that's and of course, as you say, this is quite the debate. And, just because there's a debate doesn't mean that we stop learning. We keep asking questions. And I don't know if I told you, but I'm entering my sixth week of being a vegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Speaking of
food
evolution.
Well, how do you feel?
I feel good. I mean, Papa's got a brand new bag kind of good,
great.
James Brown. No, it's doing fine. I don't miss... miss the meat. I mean, every once in a while, I'll go buy an In-N-Out and you go, or you see a good steak. But what I've learned through that process is even, some of the meats and that compared to other countries and other cultures and that, they eat very little, meat protein.
Right.
Very little. I mean, like less than 2%. I mean, American diet and culture wouldn't accept that. But I'm not doing any meat, any chicken, any fish right now. So,
wow.
Whoever heard of a Mexican vegan, man, I'm doing it. Just for
Not many vegans up here in Montana.
Exactly. Steve.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.